Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year's speech is chus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Ziva Kong Makarov, Chana Reza, Bas Miriam Rivka. Should have a lady Kali, Elabari Vishalim, Ramacha Varisha Sagida, Lurichus Yom, Shanim Tobus. We're basing this year in the Sefer Zev Yitrov, Chelik Aleph, in Paragamem Aleph. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, Turnus Rufus asks Rabbi Akiva how he knows that today is Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva answers, I'll prove it to you, among other things, because there's no smoke coming up from your father's grave. All week long there was smoke coming up. But on Shabbos there's no Gehenim. Therefore, that proves that there's no smoke, that there's no, that today's Shabbos, because on Shabbos you rest from all the smoke, all the Gehenim. What about Yontif? Is there also rest on Yontif for the poshim? It's a big nafkamina for a person's planning to go to Gehenim. So the Rambam in the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos writes in Halacha Zayin that you don't give an onish on Shabbos, even though onish is a mitzvah's essay, it's still not Tocha Shabbos. Never the Rambam says, you don't give Malkus, you don't give Misa. From the Pasuk, the Gemara learns in Yevamos and Sanhedrin, Lo Sevara Eish B'chomash V'Seichem, you don't give Chiv Mises Sreifa, or any other Mises Bezdin, or any other Onshin. The Magen Avram says in Shin Lamites that in the Minyan Mitzvahs of the Rambam, it's Mashma that as long as it doesn't have Chilul Shabbos, you should be allowed to give the punishment. It's only Dav Kavadavar Sheyesh Bo Chilul Shabbos. That's Asur Daraisa. Maybe Malkus also, you're not allowed to give on Shabbos because there's Chil Shabbos al Tzasias Chabura, especially when it's Malkus Daraisa. But maybe where it has to be B'chol Kocho, maybe Malkus Darabana Maradis, that doesn't have to be B'chol Kocho. Maybe that is not going. The Magen Avraham doesn't make this chiluk. Other people make this chiluk, but the Magen Avraham's chiluk is that only if there's going to be Chil Shabbos involved, you're not allowed to give out. You're not allowed to mete out punishment on Shabbos. However, if there's no Chil Shabbos involved, you are allowed to mete out punishment on Shabbos the Beis Din. And then the Magen Avraham concludes, and he said, no, maybe from the pasuk of V'chol Mash V'Seichem, Osvarash V'chol Mash V'Seichem, like the Gemara learns in Yevamos and Sanhedrin, from there you're not allowed to give out any judgment. No, you're not allowed to, no judgment at all on Shabbos, even if there's no Chil Shabbos involved. The Aruch Laner and Yevamos Daf Avam and Beis proves that you can't say that Malkus is going to come to Chil Shabbos if there's going to be a wound, because it's a Davar Shein HaMiskavin, it's not Asur Min HaTorah. So what Chil Shabbos is there? And therefore it makes a lot more sense to say, the Rambam says Malkus explicitly, no Malkus on Shabbos. So it's because there's no dinam on Shabbos, there's no onish on Shabbos. And it's mefurish in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the name of the Yerushalmi, Shin Chof Beis, that on Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Sreifa or other Misos. Or the Rambam concludes from the Yerushalmi, Mikan Lebatei Dinam Shlo Yidon Klal B'Shabbos. There's no onish at all on Shabbos. And so it's Muchach in the Chinuch and Kuf Yudalit, and it's also Muchach from the fact that if the Isser to give an Onish was only Al Tzchil Shabbos, then it would be included in the category of Chil Shabbos. What do you need a special Mezundra Lav for? Just including the Lav of Chil Shabbos. The fact that it has its own Lav, not to give punishments, it must be it's not Al Tzchil Shabbos, it's a special Isser on Shabbos to give punishment. Now, it's nevertheless appear that the Pasuk was Mafkia Shabbos from Onshim. It's not because Shabbos is Lav Bas Onshim, but it's because Shabbos is a day of Menucha. Onesh is Docha the Menucha. That's what the Chinuch says, that God wanted to give one day a week that even the Chotim should rest. Everybody needs a rest. And according to this, it would emerge that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that there's a minyan inyan of Shvisa min HaTorah, even Dvarim She'ena Melacha. Even things that are Melacha, God wants us to rest on Shabbos. So the Chotim shouldn't get their punishment either. That's why the Rambam says that you're not allowed to give an onish on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah essay, it's still not docha Shabbos. So it's mashma, it's not because Shabbos is mufka from onshin. It's a she'onish mitzvah essay. There is our onshin, but it's not docha Shabbos because Shabbos is a day of rest. And it's not restful to be punished, to get any punishment from the Beis Din, even Malkus, even with a chabur, even without a chabur. Misfasemis in the first parak of Megillah, he asks that if we say that Beis Din doesn't give an onesh even when there's no Isur Malacha, because you're over in the special lav lo sevarish b'chomash v'seichem, which is an azhar not to be manish on Shabbos, like the Chinuch and the Rambam write. So this would only apply to Shabbos and not to Yontif, because that pasuk says dafkan Shabbos not to give a punishment, but not Yontif. And if that's the case, then why then does the Mishnah Megillah say the only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Ochel Nefesh? Here's another difference. Shabbos you don't give onus, Yontif you can. So we can answer based on Tosfos. Tosfos says that this chiluk, the Mishnah, this contrast the Mishnah makes between Shabbos and Yontif is only a Surah Melacha. The only difference in Isur Melacha is Ochel Nefesh. But other chilukim they have. This is Beskila, this is Belav. We can also say that Shabbos is not Ba'onish and Yom Tov is. And the Mishnah was only contrasting Melachas. And therefore it's not Shver from the Mishnah on what the Rivan tells us in Pesachim, who says that according to the Man D'Omer that the Torah singles out Havara to tell you that it's not like all other Chilulei Shabbos that are Melachas and Chayiv Skila, but it's merely a Lav. According to that, says the Rivan, it's not Asur and Yom Tov, because it has no shame Melacha. Since it's, if it was mitam alacha, and achinam be asur an yantif, but since it's not mitam alacha, it's special to Shabbos. So why then doesn't the Mishnah contrast havara? It'd say Shabbos, there is an isser of havara, and yantif, there's no isser of havara according to the Riva. The answer is because the Mishnah was only talking about malachas, and havara according to the Riva is not a malacha. Different category that the Mishnah wasn't talking about. Zebelav, Zebeskila also, with the Mishnah doesn't say, because the Mishnah is only contrasting Malachas. However, we said that Riba Kosev Isser Bezdin Lahanish B'Shabbos, it's because it's a stira to Menucha and Shvisa, like the Chinuch says in Shor She'a Mitzvah. Shem wanted to be Mechabri this day, that everybody should rest. So since we see that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, the Maral says in other sources, in the Sefer Zev Yitro from Parakeh, he discusses it. On Shabbos we say the Mizmor, on Yontif we say the Mizmor on Shabbos, even Mizmor Shili on Shabbos. Yontif is Yontif Nami Ikri Shabbos. Yontif is also called Shabbos. So we can say out the Menucha Yontif is also in Oneg Yontif, Simchas Yontif, according to some Rishonim anyway, Oneg Yontif. So Memela, the Rambam. So it's on Yontif is also a day of rest. That would mean that on Yontif, you're not allowed to give Onesh either. It's not just like it's not Docha Menuchas Shabbos, it's not Docha Menuchas Yontif. And if it's Beis Din isn't giving an Onesh, then it's Mistaber Me'od that the Beis Din Shel Maila also. It's a day of rest for everybody, down here and up there, or down there, all the way down there. Yehenim. Heilig Avnei Nizer in Simon Mem Vav discusses the din if a chacham is allowed to be menada lechvodo on Shabbos, and he brings from the Tshuvas HaRashdam that according to the Rambam that all onshim are aser, even malchus. So shamta nidui chayrim is also aser. Shamta is chamer mi malchus, as we see in the Yerushalm in the Gemara. And he brings from the Divrei Rivos that you're allowed to give a nidui on Shabbos. And he says no raya from the Rambam, because in the Rambam asked onshim on Shabbos, he's talking about onshim that have a maisa, malchus that nidui doesn't have a maisa. However, the Avnei Nizer is machriak as far as HaRashdam. That according to the Rambam, there's a chashash isur Torah to give nidui on Shabbos, mimenada on Shabbos. Based on what we said, the yisod of the isur is that it's bittul menuchas hanenash, and lechora that's not shaykh to a person who's being put benidui. If he's getting malchus, it's bittul menuchaso. If he's getting killed, it's bittul menuchaso. But nidui, one can argue, it's not bittul menuchaso. That's the Chinuch writes, Shemisher Hashem Mitzvah, Shorat Hashem Mitzvah, Chavar Yom Hazeh, Shem Tzibo Menucha, Hakol Gam Chotim Bachayavim. Or you could argue that no. You could argue that Ataka is a stira to Menucha. A person doesn't have Menucha Senefesh, his body isn't getting it, but emotionally he's getting it. So maybe Lefizeh, it would be Asur to, Avnei Nezer would be correct. Kopanim, a lot of this Mepharshim discuss this Avnei Nezer, and we will leave it here. Shalom b'zochem, it's Hashem. Lo modu l'olam, it's l'shmat l'as, l'kaim z'kol, l'isam, l'shmat l'hava, amen v'amen, shalom, 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 shalom.